Harbor. I don't know who I thought I was back then, but the afternoon sun sifted through the Spanish moss that curled from the trees with the natural grace of girls in August. It could be like that, the breeze fanning the gnats from the palms lulling the stars to sleep. I wanted to be your last dream before waking. I wanted the blanket of night to be as soft and clean as an infant. Our love to be as bright and clear as the moon when it bursts through the floor of dusk's horizon. Something as elegant and rare as the night blooming cereus that perfumes the loneliest depths of Peru. I'm still not sure if I was living the life I wanted to believe, or the life I believe I wanted, but even the waves at the highest tide seemed to slow and kiss the shore. Remember that dive that collapsed to the water? Someone had carved "Love is gravity" into our table. Is that the force that grounds us or keeps us from ascending? The love we have is the one we tucked in the back of the drawer like well-worn jeans. The song of the fiddler crab as it backs its way into its hole. I remember how bright the beach could be late at night, each star pointing to unseen places for love to hide. Remember the dolphins in early morning, the steady rhythm as they surfaced and dove, surfaced and dove, surfaced and dove. Their work, a constant reminder of death and resurrection. I doubt I thought of it like that then, how natural it is for love to die and return again. I just wanted our hearts to continue expanding. It was the gulls who finally showed me at the edge of our world there is another. Love never really dies. It becomes the fog that blankets the sunrise, the silence between our conversations. The highway off that little island split in two unjoined directions as if to give a final choice. It's the love we have. It's the raft I choose when the rising tide is you.